Volunteers at a popular garden in the heart of the city are planning on learning much more about the microclimates which exist in the area to better maintain the garden. Plantation Garden on Earlham Road is a restored Grade 2 listed Victorian site. All of the work to maintain the park is carried out by volunteers, and recently they have discovered a way which will help them to better care for it. Roger Connor, chairman of the Plantation Garden Trust, said, "It is an unusual space in the city. It is situated in a deep chalk pit, and we assume that the temperature at the lowest point would be the coldest. Yet that spot has a fern tree, which is growing well. Because of this, an idea came about to monitor the temperatures in the garden weekly, with the maximum and minimum thermometer, with one in the lowest point and one in a higher point with less shade. We expect to have a differential between these, and after some months of testing, we will have data to understand, which could help us in choosing plants that are more favourable in the microclimate that we believe exists. Also being recorded is rainfall, and volunteers will use the data as a guide for when plants need watering." Mr. Connor said, "This summer we have used more water than expected and are relieved that the plants survive very well, especially in the deepest part, where the grass and lawn stay green throughout. The garden has grown in popularity in recent years, attracting increasing visitor numbers. The plantation garden has proved to be a place where people can come into a site which is quiet, yet only 200 yards from the city walls," Mr. Connor said. "Over the last 2 years, our visitor numbers have doubled and continue at this high level, with many tourists also finding us, as we are well placed in the city for a brief visit or a longer time to relax."